All right. Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending upon when you are tuning in to join us. Welcome to another episode of our Planning You Can Trust podcast. Today, I'm going to be your host. My name is Cameron Jalbert. I am a comprehensive financial planner with the team here at Chatterton & Associates. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting with a partner of mine, Mr. Eric O., a certified financial planner also on our team of financial planners here at Chatterton & Associates. Today, we're talking about a very timely and very hot topic, especially with some of the law changes that happened at the end of 2017, and that is tax planning. So today, we're going to be discussing in detail and some specific examples with Mr. Eric O about why it is so important to plan proactively and some of the things to look for as far as tax planning goes for this year specifically, 2018. So hello, Eric. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Eric O, as Cameron mentioned. And so as Cameron was saying, this is kind of a hot year for tax planning. And when we look at opportunities across the board as financial planners, right now the markets are at a high point. I think there's very little control that we have in terms of financial markets because, you know, markets are going to grow and it's hard to outpace the market at this point. Really, from an investment standpoint, we're either looking to reduce risk or either try and keep up with the markets depending on the risk tolerance of the client. The one area that I think we can control a lot better is the income tax portion. So that's really where we're focusing a lot of our time and effort, especially with the law changes that are going on right now. And a lot of that requires being proactive. That's basically why we wanted to do this podcast and discuss tax projections.
So that's a great introduction to why this is such an important thing, especially this year, Eric. But for the listeners, maybe let's take a step back and, you know, what exactly is a tax projection? I think a lot of people hear that and they think that, oh yeah, I get my taxes done with my tax guy.
Right.
So there's a distinctive difference in the financial world and in the tax world of versus a tax projection and tax preparation. So maybe give our listeners just a clear-cut introduction to what exactly we mean when we're talking about tax projection.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, the concept is very simple. A projection means that you're forward-looking, and preparation is usually done retroactively. So most of us are so used to filing our taxes between January and April. If we decide to extend, we have until October, but we're filing the taxes retroactively for the most part. So that's what we call preparation. Projection is forward looking. So that means that we're proactively looking at the individual's income taxes today and trying to project out into the future to figure out what are the steps that are necessary throughout the year for us to execute in order to minimize the taxes so that by the time you go file your taxes, the work has already been done. Because by the time we hit next year and it's tax filing time, there's very little that you can actually do. So the concept is simple. The action of doing it is actually a lot more being proactive, and it does take a lot of effort. And it does take a sense of attitude of trying to discover opportunities. Some feel it's a waste of time, that they might not be able to change their taxes, but without actually doing the action, you'll never really know what kind of opportunities are hidden.
Yeah, and I think that that's really the main objection that I hear when I recommend for someone to get a tax projection. You know, they say, well, my taxes are so simple, or there was no change or something like that. And they struggle to really capture that essence of the importance of it before the end of the year. You know, we're doing right. This while there's still time to alter something. That's right. Why it's so critical. So maybe let's just reemphasize that for our listeners, Eric, that, you know, it has to be done by year end. And that's because of, you know, a few things, right? Maybe give some examples of those.
Well, I mean, the idea here is like, you know, if you're not doing it regularly, it's almost like you're going to the doctors and your doctor recommends that you quit smoking and you eat a healthy diet. If you're not doing that regularly, it's like asking the doctor, when should I actually do this? And the real answer is that you should be doing this every day of your life. So you really should be doing this more as a regular thing, not trying to look for the perfect time to do it. There are certain triggers that will help you maximize the tax projection, such as if you sold a house, you had unordinary income, such as the sale of a business or, you know, you're getting a special real estate distribution or something like that. Those are things that seldom happen, but it's crucial that we're doing this regularly so that you can actually proactively plan for it. Because if not, you're going to end up catching it on the back end. And, you know, I literally just met with a person this morning that came through a seminar, and we were reviewing their tax returns. And because of the real estate losses that they carry, they ended up with negative taxable income for the last 3 years, for 2015, 2016, and 2017. There could have been a lot that could have been done with their retirement accounts and their other investments over those years, but they were never capitalized on. So there's no redo button there. You can't go back and amend a tax return and act as if you can reset time and redo these things, because once that year is gone, those opportunities are completely gone. You can't go back in time.
And that's where I think that's probably the most important part about doing the regular tax projection. You know, even if something out of the ordinary really hasn't happened, you're just ensuring that every single year you're not missing an opportunity. And I think that's correct. Where, you know, we see it so often with people that come in that haven't been working with someone who's doing a tax projection. And we look back and say, you know, A, B, and C should have been being executed to really put you in the best tax position. So I think that really emphasizes the clear importance of having the regular tax projection done. Let's talk a little bit about now our new year of tax law. You know, at the end of 2017, we had this major tax overhaul. So 2018, it kind of depends upon who you talk to. Some people think that it's been good for them, or it's going to be good for them. Some people think that it's a negative thing. Some people don't really understand it. There are several instances in which the tax projection this year is absolutely vital. For some tax preparers or tax filers that have a very simple taxable situation, yet there's these new strategies that really do, they could be very, very easily overlooked without a tax projection. So let's share maybe some of those examples with the listeners.
So the first thing we got to remember is that the rates are changing. So for most filers, they're going to see their marginal tax brackets being reduced. So if you were in the 25% bracket before, as an example, you may be in the 22% bracket. If you were in the 15% bracket, you may be in the 12% bracket. So the margins are shifting downwards, and that should benefit your overall income tax being paid. The idea here, though, is that people should be thinking about where their taxes are going to be in the future. Are their rates most likely going to be higher? Are the rates that we currently have right now going to be permanent? So capitalizing on those low rates is important. The way that we take our deductions is also changing. Most people are going to go from an itemized deduction to maybe a standard deduction. Now, I think they said the last report that more than 75% of people are going to end up taking the standard deduction now. So in terms of what you can deduct normally on your income tax, that's all changing. Qualified charitable distributions is something that we talk about very often. And so if you are charitably gifting, that's certainly something that you should be looking at. If you're over the age of 70 and a half, that's gifting directly from your IRA to a charity. If you haven't heard of that before, come in and talk to us.
Yeah, I think those are such great examples of, you know, if you don't really understand the tax changes, this is the perfect year to come introduce yourself to getting familiar and comfortable with a tax projection. Right. Now, why would you not want to see how the tax laws are or are not affecting you? And if there's new opportunity or if there's new potential to do something differently, you know, this is the prime example of a year when, you know, I'm truly recommending that everyone gets a tax projection.
Right. And I want to emphasize that even without the tax changes that happened this year, I would still be emphasizing that you should be coming in for a tax projection, because you just never know what we can uncover in those meetings. With tax reform happening, it's more the reason to come in, because there's possible changes that you may not be accounting for. At the bare minimum, you're going to find out if you have a tax increase or a tax decrease and how much tax you should be withholding throughout the year. So if you're withholding too much taxes, maybe you want to reduce your withholding so that you can keep more money throughout the year. If you are withholding too little, you want to correct that so that you're not paying penalties later on when you're filing your taxes. That's the minimum. You may be finding that there's certain opportunities longer term such as tax loss harvesting or Roth IRA conversions. Those are all things that we will discuss more in depth when we review your tax returns.
Yeah, those are great, great examples of opportunities that are often overlooked if you're not actively getting that tax rejection. So
Correct. Let's
kind of switch into a little bit of a more long-term discussion. You know, everyone goes through these different tax years. You know, like you mentioned earlier, there's all these triggering events that are very commonly associated with a big change in your taxes. We talk a lot about being proactive, which is really the essence of getting a tax projection. It's, you know, being proactive.
Right.
But what is kind of the general rule of thumb to share with our listeners on, you know, how soon should we start planning ahead? You know, when is the appropriate time to start looking at the future and to really shift into that what we consider to be proactive planning?
On a year-by-year basis, I mean, the general answer to that is the sooner the better. But on a year-by-year basis, we would say take a look at it early in the year. So maybe, you know, while you're filing your taxes and all of that information is fresh in your mind, start thinking about the current year that we're in and how that may change since you're filing your taxes between January and April. Consider what changes are going on for this year. Take down those notes. And then as you approach the fourth quarter of the year, say sometime between September and December, that's really when you should be doing the execution part. Are there things that we should be doing here? And that's when you should be running those thorough projections.
Yeah, that's great. So talking a little bit more about the planning aspect of it, being proactive and getting all those ducks in a row, so to speak. Long-term tax planning is obviously the goal with projections and monitoring it every year. But I think a lot of people get a little bit overwhelmed with just trying to figure out where they want to start. You know, what is the first step to really becoming that proactive finance person or getting everything in line for whether it's themselves or their family or their beneficiaries? So what is the first thing that you kind of recommend to people to really start doing things proactively on a general sense?
Right. So, you know, it's like you're training for a marathon, right? So you want to build up slowly, and there's little things that we need to do day in and day out. And ironically, one of the things that I suggest to people in order to do proper tax projections has really very little to do with income tax, but it's actually tracking a budget. So if you know your budget and you know the details of your budget, then we can do what we call a cash flow projection that allows us to understand how much income you have coming in and how many expenses you have going out on a regular basis. That allows us to understand what types of strategies actually can work for you and what we have to stay away from because your cash flows just cannot match up very well with the strategies that we're thinking of. The other thing that we would want to look at is your total asset base. You know, what kind of investments do you own? Do you own real estate? What kind of debt do you carry? What is considered a deductible expense? Or are there certain types of investments that generate tax-free income? These are all things that we want to look at. Do you have an IRA? Do you have a Roth IRA? Do you have a trust account? What types of investments are you holding in each of those accounts? That's what we call tax-efficient asset location. Should you be holding more stocks inside of your Roth IRA versus your IRA account? Should you have more bonds inside of your IRA versus your trust account? You know, these are all things that we will look at a little bit closer so that we can try and reduce the amount of taxable income that shows up on your tax return.
Yeah, I think that's a great summary. And really just to kind of echo, you know, where to start, it just getting the forward momentum initiated sometimes is the biggest speed bump to overcome. So when it comes to really thinking about starting that shift to really try to manage things proactively, to really try to make sure that you're not missing out on any benefit with tax planning or your investments or anything related to financial planning, is just to get that start. You know,
Correct. It
might seem overwhelming in the beginning because, you know, it's not called comprehensive financial planning by chance. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces to it. Some people have a lot more complex of a plan than others, but just that initial step of, you know, meeting with a financial planner to get all your ducks in a row and to see what areas you may be able to benefit from, and then to see what things have more time sensitivity than others. You know, if you come in and
Correct.
See us in the fall, what might be the most important thing to do would probably a tax projection, right?
Absolutely.
So it really depends upon, you know, your certain circumstance, and that's why we really emphasize coming in to meet with us on a one-on-one basis and to have that complimentary proactive consultation, and to really see what the first step might be in helping you get all of your items in order and getting you on the right foot to have, you know, a more proactive financial lifestyle. So with that, I think, Eric, we just want to thank you for being here and giving us your take on why a tax projection is so important. And we'll be looking forward to discussing more timely topics and hearing our audience's feedback for future topics. So I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And Eric, again, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
And we will catch everyone on the next podcast. Thanks so much.